This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The South Dakota Senate denies to take up a bill that opens all non-meandered lakes to recreational use. Senate Bill 199 opens any non-meandered lakes over private property. Recreationists could use those lakes without permission from the landowner. Recreationists and supporters of the bill are calling for a due process to open public waters over private land. It's the opposite of what's been called the Open Waters Compromise that lawmakers passed last summer. State Senator Jason Frerichs represents District 1, where many non-meandered lakes still linger.
In the grand scheme of things, I believe that the current law works. I think our Game, Fish, and Parks Department has the opportunity to work with the landowners to negotiate opening up these closed bodies of water and provide agreements that are workable for both sides. So I'm more in favor of keeping the current law in place and enhancing that than throwing out the work that we accomplished this last summer.
The Senate decides on a 16-19 vote not to place the bill on the calendar for debate. Last week, after 3 hours of testimony, the Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee sent the bill down to the Senate floor without supporting the bill. University of South Dakota President James Abbott has been released from a Sioux Falls hospital. Abbott suffered a heart attack over the weekend. He drove himself to a Vermilion hospital and was airlifted to Sioux Falls for surgery. USD officials say he is expected to make a full recovery. Abbott is set to retire at the end of this school year. The Yankton native is a USD alumnus. He has served as president of his alma mater since 1997. In the weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of light snow in the evening, mainly south and in East River. Decreasing clouds West River late, lows from 10 below zero to around 10 above zero. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow in East River, otherwise mostly sunny. Highs from 25 to 40 degrees. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting.